Hey, everybody. Just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up. And he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things. And let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to mypillow.com, but make sure to put the code word Kate in. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. But I got one.
Ah, great guest, Rob Couch. Thanks for writing the book. A white man goes to collect the rent and a black man shoots him. And it's about the trial that ensued with parallels about today. And you can get the book on Amazon, by the way. But these are the kinds of contextual stories that are not told, like the publishers told him. We can't sell that. It won't sell today. The only thing that will sell is what the media garbage is being handed out. That will sell. So the media garbage and lies and the government lies, those sell. But and the hopped up emotion behind that sells, but not the truth in context. Isn't that amazing? Wow. All right. I am going to take some calls, by the way. And I also wanted to mention Freedom Fest is coming up July 21st through the 24th in South Dakota. Nice little family trip for you. A lot of great speakers. Christy Noem will be speaking and many others. So many, actually. Tom Woods, who's been on the show. So many are going to be there. You might want to consider that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate.
Hi there.
So I'm going to step back a little bit. You were talking to Investigator Dave.
Sure.
About, you know, our relations with Russia and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you ever wondered how the deep state works, here's how the deep state works.
Mm-hmm.
The current administration has now said that the previous ambassador to Russia will stay the new ambassador to Russia. Wait a minute.
How could
Trump's ambassador, if he was such a bad guy, be the same ambassador for the new guys?
Great catch. Huh. Yeah. That makes no sense. Didn't we just have millions and millions of dollars spent on a trial that tried to drum up even a piece of evidence that Russia was behind so many things? I just find this amazing. So it's the same guy.
Yep, same exact guy that Trump has had in for a year and a half is now going to continue for the foreseeable future to be the present administration's ambassador to Russia.
Man, oh man, oh man. Great catch.
Either he's been co-opted by the deep state, mm-hmm. or he always was a member of the deep state.
Yeah, I'd probably go with the latter.
And then it makes you wonder, is all of that, I mean, it's kind of like, you can't touch this part of the administration. You come in, and this is what you don't get to have control over. There's already people controlling that.
Isn't that interesting?
And you just have to accept it. It's the same thing of like, you know, we still know nothing about, the Navy has not said anything about the images mm-hmm. that they have of, we don't know what they were.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump said he was going to do something about it, but nothing happens.
Yeah.
Same thing about, I mean, I'm not a big pro about the whole rescheduling marijuana other than a Schedule One, but
mm-hmm.
there have been talk about that for the longest time, and everybody was going to change it. No one talks about it. It's like the third rail. You don't even mention it. We can legalize it all we want, but taking it off of the Schedule One of the drug enforcement is out of the question.
Very interesting. Great call. Great call. Thank you. Really appreciate that. That was awesome. That was awesome. You know, I wrote a Facebook post that kind of goes along with what that caller was saying, and I love that. So they never changed out the guy, the ambassador to Russia? Really? Wow. Does that not say volumes? Okay. So let me run down a little list of things that we don't talk about anymore. Let's talk about the third rail for a moment. I'm glad he brought it up. I wrote a Facebook post about this on the Kate Daly Show page. The elite are still trafficking kids. No one's talking about that. And the reason that we know this, that this is not a theory, is it's documented in court even, different tales of children and the accused. There's so many details in court documents describing some of the things they've put kids through. And that's still going on. Biden was never investigated for bribing the Ukraine on tape. He bribed the Ukraine, was proud of it, and went out on tape, and nobody said a word. Hunter will never, ever have any consequence, nor will his laptop be ever talked about really again. Hillary will never be prosecuted for Benghazi, child trafficking in Haiti, and oh, so many crimes that her foundation was also part of, and herself, crimes as Secretary of State. And those that plan to coup Trump in the CIA, they still have jobs. They haven't gone anywhere. No one has been prosecuted for lying under oath, and wow, have there been so many that lied under oath. Ghislaine Maxwell will never go to jail for trafficking. The million files on Epstein, literally a million, will never be seen. Poof, vanished. No one will ever pay for the fake investigations on Trump and Russia and the millions that were spent on the hoax investigation. No one will care that in 1 year, government printed and stole trillions for itself this last year under the guise of an emergency. No one will track the money. In fact, when a college did that, when they started tracking the Pentagon's money, the Pentagon actually put through a new regulation that stated that that they could put out fake books now. I had the guest on the show, the guy that ran this with his students. He was the professor. They actually did an analysis and came up with a very, very dark black budget no one talks about. And so now they can put out fake numbers legally. Or legalistically. Is that even a word? That Biden threw out there in 1983 in the opening clip. Magically, all of Trump's accusers of sex assault just vanished. They were never around before. Then all of a sudden he becomes president and all these women feel violated and try to come forward. And all I heard was he was a sexist and assaulted women, right? Where'd they all go? Where'd they all go? Stormy blew away with the wind, too. No one in Congress will ask for an end to the COVID dollars being given out like candy to the states. Why isn't anyone doing legislation for that? They're doing legislation for sports. They're doing legislation for all kinds of stuff. Why don't they write something that says no more COVID dollars being given to the states so there isn't that carrot anymore to keep the crisis going? No one will care about all the misuse of FEMA funds that disappeared and were misused in the Texas hurricane because FEMA is in of itself a black hole of money. And so no one will ever talk about that, but people in Texas tried to talk about that. There was actually a local congressman in Texas that said this is the biggest scam and scheme I've ever seen, but nothing will happen with that. And FEMA won't be in the spotlight until the next hurricane or whatever happens. Trump never bribed the Ukraine, but stood accused for a year. And the House impeached. Still not a shred of evidence. And Schiff and Pelosi said on TV they saw it with their own eyes, yet could never produce it. Lied, kept lying and lying and lying. Bill and Hillary will never go to prison for treason and selling secrets to China and making Monica the big story to distract everybody. No one will ask about the money Biden got from China last year or previous years and why John Kerry's son and Hunter B. have the business they do in Delaware. All the money flowing through it. No one will care that the Syrian president that everybody said for two solid years was gassing his people and became a madman overnight after being elected by his people. Did you know that nowadays nobody even talks about that? Do you know he never gassed his people? They actually had a separate independent group go in and say that never occurred. It was all a lie, a total sham by the media. But everybody believed it for 2 years. Wanted to go after him, wanted to send in everybody we have, but it wasn't even true. Or that Afghanistan started to end its heroin production until we invaded 20 years ago, and now they produce 90% of the heroin in the world. Why are we still there? No one in the FBI that did the most damage, and you know who I'm talking about, you got a visual in your head right now, will ever be sent to jail. The real perpetrators of 9/11 will never be known to the public. They'll never talk about that again. And it wasn't the guys whose passports magically fell to the concrete while everything else was incinerated. to point the finger at them. So that wasn't, I'm sorry, that story just can't hold. They wiretapped Trump and will never have a consequence for faking the documentation of that Trump, of the tap. No one will speak out about the most obvious election, fraudulent election of our time. Newsmax went crazy when Mike Lindell even mentioned it. Turned him off. Host got up and walked away. Don't trust all your news sources. As far as like Newsmax and all those guys. We got the Patriot Act and the NDAA and they never stopped, even though we were promised they were temporary. Arrests were made on the lower, some of the lower level traffickers, but not the ones running the rings. Why didn't anyone ever do an investigation of Epstein Island? Has anybody heard a word about that? And still, nothing about Obama's true history. Not one thing, no records, nothing. Not a former girlfriend, because I don't think he ever had one. And school records, nobody went to school with him, apparently. Nobody remembers him. For being such a great speaker, man, don't you think you remember somebody like that? Or a teacher would remember you? No past whatsoever. And right before Gaddafi was taken out, he actually called him son of Africa and that he was our president in the UN speech in New York. Or Feinstein's Chinese spy or Romney's dealings with just about everyone who's corrupt in all of his dealings, Ukraine, everything else. Nobody will ever put him on the, you know, skewer him for marching with Black Lives Matters, right? With this case that's proving out to be with the evidence, not so much the case everyone thought it was. What about Christine Blasey Ford? Ran off with a huge GoFundMe account. Never heard from again. Boy, she must have been really harmed. Never heard from her again. Never did anything. Never like went around the country to speak about how abused she had been, right? Amazing. Our collusion with Wuhan Labs and Harvard. That's the first story that really came out about COVID. No one will ask why we can't produce a single lab specimen. China said to CBS a month and a half ago, we've never isolated the sample. We don't have a sample of COVID. And neither do we. CDC admitted it. There's so many layered crises, one after another. It kind of makes it so that we can't remember even last year what we were talking about, right? The lies, the overload of lies. And you think about all these things that they've done, and as particularly the things even in the last 4 years, right? We could fill a room with those things. And the justice hasn't happened, and they don't have anyone talking about it. What are we talking about today? Race. Race. That's what we're talking about today. And court packing. It's insanity. Why are we doing this? All of this stuff, all these crimes... Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? It'd be like somebody came and murdered a bunch of people in your town and your family, and then nobody ever wanted to discuss it again. Nobody even cared about justice. Nobody even cared about anything. They just wanted to keep going on. Talk about the next new thing. We just have a serious issue with not being able to recall, I think, all the crime and the things that are perpetrated in the news and everything else. And I'll tell you what, I look at this whole thing big picture wise, and I think, why does anyone trust the government right now? Why would you trust anyone in there right now? I can't even imagine. We just watched the most fraudulent election take place. The most blatantly obvious fraudulent election. His own party hates him, Biden. They would have never, ever would he have ever won the most votes in history. And they tried to even, because they're mocking us now, cram that down our throat. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. When I come back, I'll comment on court packing, and I want to play a Kristi Noem on the border. And I also want to, I have another clip I want to play. I want to play for you. So I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. We need some justice. This is just, it's too much. It's too much. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
The talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. What you doing?
precious mind. Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Kate Daly Show. Welcome back. And of course, make sure you go over to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com, and get the product. You'll feel better. Your health will be better. It will help shore up your immune system. And you get a free health coach with it. I would get the fiber spice drink. It's like a fiber apple drink. And it helps with cholesterol and arthritis and weight loss. And it regulates and balances everything. And given our diet and stress levels right now, I'm gonna guess your body is crying out for something nutritious. So please make sure that you get Balance of Nature. And if you're not feeling good, like let's say you're a person that suffers, you just don't feel good those blah days, and you've had too many of them, double up on it, and order some extra. Just put in the code Kate, my first name. My first name will get you 35% off and free shipping, and it helps the show and it helps you. So it is amazing product, and they're a great, great sponsor of the show. Okay, so let me play this for you. I want to play. I call her Orange Woman. What's her name? Jen. Doesn't she look like Zuckerberg, but female? Anyway. Okay. So first of all, let me play Kristi Noem. I want to play Kristi Noem being interviewed by Laura. Here we go. This is Kristi Noem on the border, which I loved this. Here you go. Oh, whoops. Hold on a second. It would really help if I wasn't having one of those goofball moments and turned off the audio. Okay, here we go. All right. Kristi Noem.
And Governor Noem joins me now. Governor, good to see you.
Laura Ingraham.
Now, how would this work? How would you enforce this?
Immigration.
Well, there is always a request made, I would, to the states, where the federal government would put the request in and ask. And what I have determined by watching the actions of this president is that he is making America unsafe. These are people that are crossing our border illegally. We do not know who they are. Multiple news sources have told us that we have people on the terrorist watch list that are getting into this country this way, and they're not going to find a place here in South Dakota.
Are they legally required to alert you to this, since they say, and I've heard them say this before, Governor, that this is federal, this is a federal authority. The federal government is uniquely charged with doing this. So, you know, we're going to resettle them where we think as a federal authority that makes sense.
They have in the past always communicated with governors. I wouldn't put it past this administration to do it very differently or do it in a way that they didn't have the authority to. Listen, from what we're seeing happen at the southern border and what we're seeing happen in so many of our cities that this administration isn't shutting down, it's dangerous. It's dangerous to America, to the people that live here, and it's going to take governors standing up and setting down the rules on what's really going to happen in their states.
I agree. And you know, if you listen to her first statement, they asked and she said no, which is good. I love the ask, because it tells you, or should tell you, volumes about the fact that our Constitution is trying to still be in play here. And so this is why I have hope for the country, is these little things kind of show you that the fact that they still have to follow some of the rules. They might get away with a lot of crime and a lot of treasonous activities, but it was nice to see that they had to ask her, and she had the wherewithal to say no, like two other governors did. Now you can listen to this. This is a woman with a mask on, so it's hard to hear her asking the Orange Woman, what's her name, Jen, the White House circleback girl. We're going to circle back to that. She can't answer a question, but listen to her answer on this. Listen very carefully.
A crisis. And what
a crisis
or situation? What is that not a crisis? And what conditions or situation, what metrics would have to be in place for the administration to call it that?
Well, children presenting at our border who are fleeing violence, who are fleeing prosecution, who are fleeing terrible situations, is not a crisis. We feel that it is our responsibility to humanely approach this circumstance and make sure they are treated and put in conditions that are safe. I will say that you know, these photos show what we've long been saying, which is that the these Border Patrol facilities are not places made for children. They are not places that we want children to be staying for an extended period of time. Our alternative is to send children back on this treacherous journey. That is not, in our view, the right choice to make.
Of course not. But let me take you back to this part that she said.
Presenting at our border who are fleeing violence, who are fleeing prosecution.
Fleeing violence and prosecution? The children? Are they fleeing violence or are they put into the violent situation with the trafficker that brings them through? That's a lie. That's a lie. We had certain conditions in which somebody was facing, you know, imminent death through persecution and would come to this country, right? So they could work the vetting process out, okay, because they didn't have time. That's not this problem. This problem is parents sending their kids through with traffickers to get in to establish these roots here. And this is why Kristi Noem saying no. And she actually tweeted out and said, call me when you're an American. When you've gone through the process and you come to this country legally. And of course, when asked this question about the crisis from the reporter, they went right to the children for the emotional tug strings of, well, what do you want us to do with all these kids? Well, I can think of a few things. I mean, my gosh, do we have to house them in America forever and ever? Why don't we? Well, there's a lot of things we can do. This is getting ridiculous that they are painting a picture that isn't true and saying things that are bold-faced lies. They're not fleeing prosecution and violence. I'm sorry. They're wanting to come into this country. The parents want them here, and they give them to traffickers, and they put them in very dangerous situations. And those parents, I'm sorry, but are not very good parents. I'll just say that. I also wanted to mention court packing. Court, I know we're all over the place today, but there's just so many issues to cover. And it's interesting. Chris Ann answered this. She usually comes on today on Thursdays, but she is filming, so she wasn't able to today. But she wrote a piece on court packing, and she said whether there's three judges or whether there's 13 judges, that is not the biggest problem. The biggest problem is what these judges do and how many stay confined to the boundaries of their authority as delegated by the Constitution. And that really is an important notion. They are also the weakest branch. Biden always says they're the most significant. No, they're not. They're the weakest of it all. So, I also wanted to mention this because this is a really interesting piece by Mike Rappaport for the 10th Amendment Center. And he wrote about, I said this in the last hour, but I want to repeat it because I think it's worth repeating. He said that he used to think that court packing was constitutional under the Constitution's original meaning. But he said he changed his mind because he said it's unclear whether court packing is constitutional under that original meaning. But he said there's something that comes into play here. He said the Constitution doesn't simply say that the Congress can make additional, can add additional justices to the Supreme Court. So the Congress just can't say we want to add people. Okay. We want to add to the nine. Instead, it gives Congress the power, but the power through what's called necessary and proper clause. The two words necessary and proper are extremely important because necessary is one thing and proper is another, and they are each other's check and balance. What might you think might be necessary isn't always proper. What's proper might not be necessary. It's a check and balance system, okay? So Congress has the power to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution all other powers vested by the Constitution. So since the Constitution establishes a Supreme Court, Congress can help to carry into execution the Supreme Court's authority by adding positions to the court. But he said, while Congress can add positions, it can only do so if its law is necessary and proper. Does it meet both of those things? And he said, and here is where the issue becomes interesting. It isn't clear what the original meaning of the necessary and proper authority of Congress really is, except if you go with the definition of these words, right? The means to the end connection. And he said, rather than it being the proper is really central here, not necessary, but proper, because he said one possibility is that proper does not add anything too necessary. Rather, two terms shall be read together, necessary and proper, as requiring the means and the end. Okay, the means would be the reason, right? And then the end would be, is that authority? Is that justified? Is it proper to do so? So he said there's a lot of, you know, interpretations of proper. But he said the most important understanding of proper is that it requires that by that the law Congress is passing not violate the spirit of the Constitution. So if you want to uphold the proper end of necessary and proper, it has to go along with the spirit of the Constitution. And the idea here is that necessary, you know, means end power, right? That we just talked about. So he said, what then is the spirit of the Constitution and how does it differ from the letter of the Constitution? The letter of the Constitution refers to the constitutional text. The spirit, in contrast, refers to the values underlining the text as reflected in intent, purpose, or structure. Thus, something violates the spirit but not the text of the Constitution when it conflicts with the intent, purpose, and structure of the Constitution. So court packing can violate the spirit of the Constitution. Such a law would not exercise the judicial power, therefore not violate the letter of the Constitution because it would be merely adding seats, but then allowing appointments to be made to those seats. So it could violate the spirit of the Constitution, and Congress would expand the number of seats on the Supreme Court in ways that very much could do this because of the fact that there would be an agenda behind putting these new seats there. And the problem is it would make them less of an independent entity because then they are being even more, I say even more because watching them react to the fraudulent election, you can see that they aren't what they are supposed to be. But he said, the interpretations of the necessary and proper clause and the constitutional spirit are correct, and court packing that is done to control the decisions of the court violate necessary and proper clause because they're only packing it so that they can have their agenda completed by using the court. So I wanted to bring that forward and maybe understand a different facet of this. Because you're going to probably be hearing a lot of different conversations about this. And they are, it seems pretty clear that the agenda is at hand. And that is the reason right now, because there's no necessity right now, is there? There's no necessity to add new seats. And it wouldn't be proper to add new seats if it makes the Supreme Court less independent and more controlled by the political activism of judges or the situation at hand where they're only going to add judges that agree, right, with the agenda afoot. So I bring that to you. I hope that helps a little bit in understanding the role here. But I agree with Chris Ann too on 13 or 3. I mean, we just want the court to abide by its authority and not be politicized in its judgments of the opinions. And they are not rulings, they are only opinions. And Chris Ann Hall said they matter as much as, really and truly, as a neighbor's opinion a lot of the time, because they're exercising an opinion. But like Roe versus Wade was an opinion on a Texas case. Roe versus Wade was in Texas. And it wasn't a federal law. So I wanted to bring that up for you. Man, there's so much more too. I had some pieces on Fauci. Jordan and Massey kind of took Fauci to task, and it was a beautiful thing. It was really, actually really, really nice to hear. And I really applaud Jordan for doing that. But Jordan's asking him, when are the American people going to get their freedom back? It's not up to Fauci. And the one thing that Jordan should have said was, we don't really care what you say. You've contradicted yourself. You've lied. You've been a scumbag for years. The CDC has been a scumbag organization for years. There's so much fraudulent activity going on there for so many decades that's been documented that we don't have to listen to you. But he kind of gave it to Fauci like, well, you're running the whole country right now. And so why won't you let the people free? And I kind of disagreed with that a little bit because the premise was awful. But Fauci could not answer the questions. And he kept pushing the vaccine. It was pushing the vaccine by saying we're all infectious. And we had to get the infectious numbers down. Look around you. How many people are in the hospital almost dead from COVID? We are not in a pandemic. Knowing somebody that has an illness is like knowing somebody that has cancer. It doesn't mean everyone has cancer. It just means you know somebody that has it. That is not a pandemic. That's an illness. All right. Be faithful. Be fearless. I'll be back tomorrow with Uncle Milty, Gary Wayne, all kinds of. Man, we have a show tomorrow, too. It's going to be crazy. See you tomorrow. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.